Welcome to The Pulse, where we delve deep into the issues and ideas that are shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and each week we'll be talking to teachers, administrators, and other experts in the field about the latest trends, best practices, and most pressing concerns in education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who cares about education, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into The Pulse. Welcome to our podcast, and I am very honored today to have the Planning Committee here with me today, who is going to be talking about the Girls Can event. And this is an event that we started, actually was started at the at St. John's River State College several years ago. And for the first year, the Putnam County School District will actually be taking on the responsibility of running this event. And there's a lot of information we want to share. It's going to be taking place in just a few days. Actually, it's going to be March 8th. So we just want to give the general public some information about it, encourage people to, if you can't participate this year, maybe for subsequent years, you might can be involved with that and really pour into our community. So what I'd like to do is just let's meet the members of the Planning Committee for the Girls Can event. And if you would, Joyce, if you start, and we'll just go down the table here and just hear who you are and what your involvement is.
Okay. I'm Joyce Oliver. I've been in the area since, well, about 47 years now, but I will never be a native. But anyway, I work with nonprofits, and I've been enjoying that very much, and with Frank V. Oliver Fund for Putnam County.
Very good. Thanks, Joyce. Mm-hmm.
I'm Mary Garcia. I'm the former health officer for Putnam County, but proud to say that my family are original founders of Putnam County, so it's nice to be here today. And Girls Can, I think since the day one, we were part of pulling it together and building it, so it's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. And my name is Melissa Miller. I am recently retired from St. John's River State College, where I was senior vice president and was one of the founding committee members, which started Girls Can at the college. And I'm very, very grateful that the school district has picked this up. It's an important event for all of the young women in Putnam County, and we greatly appreciate the support.
Good. Thank you, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Diane Taylor. I'm retired from the University of North Florida, where I taught leadership studies. And I've been in Palatka for 10 years. I married my high school sweetheart. But we are also, besides being on the committee for Girls Can, we belong to an organization called Girls in Focus Together. Mm-hmm. And we concentrate on supporting things that young women do, like Girl Scouts. And so that keeps us going with lots of activities.
Mm-hmm. Diane, I'm guessing that would have an acronym called GIFT.
Yes.
It is. It took me a minute, but I put all that together.
That's quick.
Welcome, Diane.
We like our acronym.
We like acronyms. Yep.
And good afternoon. I am Renee Huff, and I'm the Director of Career and Technical Education. And I also work with the Girls Can Committee since the beginning in making sure that our students get to this event. I was on one of the, at the beginning, founding committee, and we make sure that our girls get there so they can hear this wonderful information and be empowered.
Well, Renee, and thank you, and again, thank you for being our point of contact with the district. So we want to hear a little bit about what the Girls Can event is. If you've never heard that before, we want to give you a little background and then talk about different aspects on what you might expect if you were to attend this event. So I'm going to ask Melissa if she would just talk about kind of the overall idea of Girls Can, and you spoke a little bit about the history of it, but just give us an overview of what the Girls Can event is.
So this is an effort to bring adult role models who are women representing a variety of careers, career choices, career paths, together to serve as role models and mentors for high school girls in Putnam County. It occurred to us that there may be careers available to our young women that they may have never heard of, they may not have been exposed to, they may not know that are accessible to them. And so really this effort began prior to 2018, when Judge Patty Christensen who had attended a fairly similar event somewhere in St. Augustine, called me at the college and said, I just attended this event for girls, and I'd really like to see something like this happen in Putnam County. I think she was sitting on the juvenile bench at that time and was seeing a lot of girls who were troubled and maybe didn't have direction or good role models in their lives. And so with that spark, I said, well, of course, I'm a lawyer, so you never say no to a judge. And so I said to Judge Christensen, you know, absolutely, that's a great idea. So I called people like Mary Garcia and Renee and Joyce and Diane and Linda Myers, you know, and others in the community, including Judge mm-hmm. Christensen, to come together, and we brainstormed about the number of women we knew in the community who could serve as good role models. And when we began to ask these women to come together, I don't think anyone said no. Mm-hmm. It was really yeah. incredible. In fact, you know, so much so that we ended up having to really sort of cut it off because we had so many adult women who wanted to be here and participate and serve this role for our young women. And so, you know, again, I think anybody who's ever attended this event has said how meaningful it was to them. You know, as many adult women as you know, mm-hmm. the students said, I was so inspired by, you know, Judge Cox or some of the other speakers that they heard, and by each other, mm-hmm. and the fact that these women wanted to support our community and our young students.
Well, that's amazing. And I've actually attended some of the previous events and have seen the power in that. But, you know, what really strikes me is somebody had an idea or a vision. They shared it, and then people bought into that idea, mm-hmm. and look what it's grown into. Mm-hmm. And I can't be more proud and honored to do that. So, absolutely. Mary, talk to us about, you know, some of the benefits of the Girls Can and some of the girls who may be really heavily impacted by this event.
I think that's a great point, is that we wanted to reach 10th grade girls who might not have made a decision of what their career source was. Also, women, girls, young, all of us, who really wanted to create a pathway but might not know how to get there, and so we could come up with mentors. And in my case, where I was very young, it was an impact of an individual who thought they wanted to go on and to be an engineer, but when questioning some leaders that were coming to visit, they basically told them that they would not get into the college of their choice because of their grades. And that individual turned around the next grading season, had made all A's instead of all C's. So I think that to me has always resonated really strongly, that sometimes it just takes a little bit of a push or a aha moment to impact your career and where you want to be. So I think that's important. And as Judge Christensen said, we really needed to look at the girls that might not be 100%, not all the nerds like myself that loved school, so that would impact and give them an opportunity to succeed in life as well. So it's been very meaningful to us. And I have to tell you, some of the young ladies in our facilitator group were just inspiring as well. One young lady talked about how she had already bought her own home, and that was just a blessing to hear from someone in their own schools. Grade, so.
You know, and Mary, thanks for sharing that. I think the one thing that we as educators really always look for are those students or graduates who come back and say, you know what,
exactly.
There's one thing you did years ago that inspired me to do something. And I think we're trying to do that. We're
exactly.
trying to provide some role models. And I think we haven't seen the impact of all these events and for years to come. Mm-hmm. I think we'll continue mm-hmm. to see that. So. I'd like, you know, to talk about role models. Who might be some examples of some of the people? Diane, maybe you can help me with that. Some of the role models that maybe have been there and some of the ladies who are going to be there that could share their wisdom and insight with our young ladies.
Yeah, and it's amazing how we found these women. We each reached out into our network of friends and acquaintances and life experiences. And Judge Cox is from Jacksonville, but she makes it a point. She takes out 1 week in her docket each month to call on schools and church groups to tell her story, mm-hmm. because she started in a very disadvantaged situation. And through mentorship from her aunts, She was lifted out of that, and she went on to law school. She worked for UPS hauling boxes just to get herself through law school.
Wow.
And then in Palatka, we have a wonderful young woman named Barbara Brown, who's mm-hmm. from Palatka and went to school here. She is now at NASA. And every time we have Girls Count, we just let her know the date, and she's here. Mm-hmm. She loves this outreach. Mm-hmm. And another wonderful Palatka lady is Mary Lawson Brown. And she is a legacy leader. Her family has the oldest family-owned business in Palatka, started in 1890. And her grandmother started a hospital mm-hmm. in what was called mm-hmm. Newtown in Palatka. So now Ms. Brown was elected to the City Commission of Palatka. She was the first black woman to be elected there. And she was named the vice mayor. And she's still active in our mm-hmm. community and doesn't slow down a bit. So it's amazing that these resources are right here in our friends and neighbors.
Yeah. You know, I'm a former history teacher, and I love hearing about the impact that some of these ladies have made over the past. Mm-hmm. I remember, I think I heard Barbara Brown mm-hmm. talk before, and if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she was actually a waitress here
yeah.
growing
yes,
up.
That's right.
at Walt's Barbecue,
yeah.
and then went on and did that. And, you know, our girls can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know what, if she can do that, mm-hmm. I can do that. Mm-hmm. And that's
exactly.
the power.
And life can be different for everybody. We hear the stories. Some people don't get to go to a higher education after high school. They work or they got married. And it's later in life. And it's amazing how many of these women have a similar story that mm-hmm. life comes around at the right time and you'll have an opportunity, but be ready. You find your passion and then you just go after it when the time comes. And there, lots of these women had that similar story.
And Mary Lawson Brown, by the way, who's a great friend of mine, she has some wonderful stories of her own that yeah. she'll be glad to share anytime you ask her.
Yeah.
But we actually, if you go down to the riverfront, the marina is actually named after Mary Lawson Brown because mm-hmm. she was so instrumental in a lot of the development down on the river, and I think some of the taxis, the water taxis, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we have now because of some of the ladies mm-hmm. who have paid the
Pushed
path for us.
That's right.
And I think it's incumbent on us to make sure our young girls understand those contributions and the impact those ladies have had, mm-hmm. not only in our community, but the entire world. And that might be a role model for them as they decide which direction to go. So, mm-hmm. you know, we couldn't do this without our community involvement. And our school district could not do what they're doing without engaging our community. And I always say we can't do things in a vacuum. And the same thing with this event. Mm-hmm. And Joyce Oliver is very involved with our community and provides so much support for our mm-hmm. community, as all these ladies do. But I'm going to ask Joyce just to share some of the community involvement and how they are instrumental in making sure this event takes off.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Melissa said, we have a lot of people from the community that are just dying to help us. You know, when they hear about this, they want to do that. And they're from all walks of life, from banking and in the school system to the sheriff's department to the college, just everything, because they all have something in their background that they want to give back. And it's amazing, some of the stories that they have. We really are surprised when people have, you know, lifted themselves up by their own bootstraps. And you'd never know that about them. But in these facility meetings, these meetings that are led with the girls, they tell them, you know, how they did this and why they did this. And I would say if you can't see it, you can't be it. Mm-hmm. It sure does help to be able to see it. And, of course, we have partners that are I guess I should be looking over there. partners that would give us resources and money, and the main ones this year have been the Community Foundation of Northeast Florida mm-hmm. and through the Frank the Oliver Fund for Putnam County, and also the United Way of St. John's County, of which Putnam County is also a part.
I actually have a meeting with them in a few days for the United Way. So,
uh-huh.
yeah, always interested to talk about how people can share their support and the resources with us. So,
right.
But we could not do that without our community partners.
Mm-hmm,
and Joyce,
exactly.
thank you for sharing that. And
sure.
One of the partners, of course, is the Putnam County School District.
Yeah.
And as Melissa said, the college originally started this, and because of the pandemic, there was a break in it. So, again, with our resources and our facilities and all, we want to be kind of carry on the baton, if you will, for this event. So Renee Huff, who's our Director of Career and Technical Education, is very involved with this process. And Renee serves on a number of boards and is involved in the community as well. And Renee, just talk about kind of the involvement of the school district and some of the things that we are going to do to help pull this event off.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I attended the first event and was on the original committee, and I know what I experienced and stepped away that day and how amazed I was at the ladies that were there to facilitate and encouraged me and empowered me to be able to be a better educator, a better counselor, a better leader. But, you know, to hear their stories, it was just so impactful. And to hear the girls also say afterwards and getting them here. And it's been my goal to make sure that our counselors and administrators know about this event and being able to get the girls here. It's just very important to me for them to hear the women. And working with this group of ladies, it is just it's just been a great opportunity for myself. And the people in my office and the school district. We've had, you know, we're getting CELO and being able to have everybody's help. It's just coming together. Mm-hmm. And then I can't wait for next Friday.
That's great. And we have so many great events going on. I know we have, and I can't even announce all the ones that are going to happen this spring, but this is just one of them that I hope will be an annual event.
Well, Renee has an incredible team. They have been doing so much. They mapped out Overture Center for us, and the food comes from the school.
School district.
That's
really
important.
That's a big deal.
Nikki is cooking barbecue, so that's important. And
I forgot about that, but yes, we've worked together, you know, and she's going to – her team is coming in to do lunch for the girls and for our guests.
Our food service has been really instrumental in a number of events. We recently celebrated Black History Month, and they provided all the food for that. And we also have an outdoor grill. We actually grill ribs and all that.
Oh,
so not sure what the menu is, but we have a number of items that we can select.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd also like to mention the college. They have, provided a tremendous number of in-kind resources for the event as well. Mm-hmm.
And the college has been a great partner with us in a number of ventures. So this is just one example of that. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to also mention that that we are certainly accepting donations. We have a lot of things that we'd like to pay for, and more things that we'd like to do. So. We encourage the community to support us also.
So, Joyce, while you're on that, if again, as a point of contact, whether you want to make a donation or you just need additional information, could you provide maybe a point of contact or how they could contact the planning committee?
Certainly. It's a long one.
That's fine.
NAIADJOLI@bellsouth.net.
Thank you, Joyce. And
you're welcome.
Again, if you want to be involved or you want to make a donation, you know, Joyce can provide that information for you.
And I also, excuse me, I keep...
Sure, that's fine.
The people who are handling our funds and taking in the money and also issuing the checks is the Education Foundation of Putnam County.
So if I'm not mistaken, if they wanted to make a donation, this could be a tax-deductible donation.
Yes, right. Because we are 501c3.
Right, right.
Yes.
That's a good point. I want to make sure our viewers understand. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. And any other information we want to make sure our viewers know about the Girls Can event?
Well, about emails, at the end of the event, the girls take home a list that's all the categories of employment that are represented in Girls Can, the category and the presenter and a contact information so they can follow up. Like if they're interested in nursing, they can reach out to that presenter, even if they weren't in the same breakout session.
Right.
But they're still accessible to them.
Well, I want to say I actually recruited one of the role models, one of the presenters, and that's a colleague of mine, LaShaka Moore, who's the superintendent from Flagler County. Mm. And she's actually a new superintendent. But what I do want to point out, we have a large number of superintendents in the state of Florida that are now ladies. Mm-hmm. And to me, that speaks very highly that it used to be an all-man profession. But now we have so many ladies who are leading school districts. Mm-hmm. And I invited LaShaka to be there because she's definitely a powerful leader, and we just want her to share her story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they do.
We want to share that story. As we close today, what I'd like to do is for us to talk about who's a lady in your life that has really had the most impact on you, whether it's your mother or some other significant lady. And I think that will be very helpful for our audience and even our young ladies who attend the event to know that each of us have someone in their life who's a lady who has probably shaped your life. And I'll just start off by saying my mom, who was a mother of five kids, who actually, when my dad passed away, she was a housewife at the time, and she went on after that and became a city commissioner and became very involved in the community. As a matter of fact, I'm just happy to say that her hometown named a street after her last week.
Awesome.
So again, she's my hero, and she encouraged me to be who I am. So, Joyce, who might be somebody you might say is your hero that's a lady?
Well, it's my mother also. We were an Air Force family, and my father was in the Strategic Air Command, and he was going off on secret missions all the time, so he wasn't there all that much, and so she had to be everything. And when we moved, she was the packing up and the unpacking, mm-hmm. getting us in school, just everything. And she just she knew how to do it, and she did it in a wonderful, graceful, ladylike way. And I just admire her so much to this day.
I bet you have some stories you can tell.
I do.
Thank you, Joyce. Sure. Mary, who would that be in your life?
Well, I have to say my mom. She was actually a teacher as well. So it really shows you how much she cared not only for us but for her students as well. And that, I think, is an incredible gift that people can share. She would train after school. She would, tutor. She would bring kids in. And I remember one time she told me the story about one gentleman who said, why are you trying so hard with my son? Why are you trying so hard? And he just isn't going to learn. And she goes, yes, he will, because I'm going to make sure he does. And that's always created an impact that a teacher, a parent, a mentor, an aunt, any of those can be incredible females in your life. And mm-hmm. and in mine also, my chemistry teacher and my math teacher growing up was essential. I grew up overseas, and so that was good to see those female mentorships.
It shows you the power of expectations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, yeah, and I think all the people we talk about had high expectations. So, Melissa, what about you?
Well, I will echo those thoughts. My mother was mm-hmm. absolutely my role model. She was a homemaker for most of my life. She did work outside the home from time to time. But she was involved in the community. She was involved mm-hmm. in the church. She was a leader. But she taught all of us, and I was one of five as well, she taught all of us that we appreciated that we were blessed. But she said, to those that much is given, much is expected.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a biblical, sort mm-hmm. of premise. And I think that we all tried to live up to that, live up to her expectations. And, it's, not only what would Jesus do, but what would mom do?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
You never want to disappoint mom. No,
that's right.
No, that's never.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah. Diane?
I would say mine was when I went to college, when I finally got to go to college, I didn't have any idea what I wanted to do, what career I wanted to choose. So I went to all the classes, and it was there in Jacksonville. And, of course, it was all interesting. Everything was new. It was a new thing to learn and a skill to acquire. But when I took art history, my professor was Dr. Deborah Murphy. And she put on the slides and on the PowerPoints the beautiful things all over the world, the museums and the art pieces and sculpture and architecture. And I had no experience in that. And she was charismatic and fascinating. And that helped me decide what to do in life. So I pursued a degree in art history and also one of my masters. And then when you travel, when you have the opportunity to travel, and you go to London and Paris and Italy, you see those things that were only on pages of books, and you get to really experience them and remember them and pass them along to your own children. Mm-hmm. So that was a remarkable experience that changed my life.
Mm-hmm. She lit a fire in you. Mm-hmm. That
absolutely.
Was a candle, and she poured fuel on it, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Great story. Thank you, Diane. Yeah. Renee, what about you?
Well, there's been a lot of strong women in my life, but mine was my mother as well. And up until I was in the 10th grade, she was a homemaker. We were an Air Force family. That's what brought us to Florida. So she was the one that made sure of this and made sure of that, made sure that we had what we needed. And I think from her tenacity and, you know, but also being so involved in the community and wanting to do for others, that's where I get my passion for education, because she wanted to be a teacher, but she didn't make it. But she became one of the parapros at Interlochen Elementary. And so it just, you know, forced me to think about those things and to go farther. And she was proud of me before she got Alzheimer's and didn't know who I was. She was proud of me that I finished my education.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was, so she is my hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to tear up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Well, our mothers, the people in, those in our lives can really bring that out. And thank you for sharing that, Renee. And
yes, sir.
I just want to tell you, I've really enjoyed our conversation. We've covered a lot. And I'm really proud to be in a group like this of ladies who are so passionate about our community. And you know what? This is what makes the community of Putnam County great, because we have people from all walks of life, ladies or, you know, minority groups or whoever it might be. Everybody has a place in our community, and we celebrate that. And that's what makes our community better. So I personally want to thank each of you. Each of you are good friends of mine and colleagues and all that. But I just want to personally thank you for taking time out and being here, and just proud to be part of Putnam County and the Putnam County School District. So we'll see you next time.